This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 29th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Water delivery stall. Newsom protects wife's ag priorities and anti-hunger groups regroup on farm bill. Water allocations stall at 40%. The Bureau of Reclamation has decided not to update its water allocations this month for the Central Valley Project. In April, the Federal Water Agency nudged it up just 5%, frustrating farm water suppliers. The same barriers to freeing up the flows persist. Reclamation has faced public backlash over a spike in fish kills at the Delta pumps. Other factors in the decision involve temperature controls for fish habitat and new restrictions posted by a state federal pumping deal. Water providers say the operational constraints are creating high levels of uncertainty. In a joint statement, the St. Louis Delta Mendota Water Authority and the Westlands Water District urge the agency, quote, to understand how critical irrigated agriculture is to the communities and the economy of the San Joaquin Valley. Westlands General Manager Allison Febo added that the meager allocations after a wet year and full reservoirs simply do not make sense. The district is encouraging Reclamation to consider, quote, the devastating economic and human impacts of low and untimely allocations. And on that note, the site's project authority calculates the winter storms would have generated enough runoff to completely fill the proposed reservoir had the state stuck to its original timeline and constructed the project already. Fritz Durst, chair of the authority's board of directors, said the water districts benefiting from the project, quote, would be heading into summer with additional stored water that they could manage and use when they need it. The project has, quote, some big milestones ahead in the coming year as it gets closer to putting shovels in the ground, according to Durst. Newsom protects wife's ag priorities. Governor Newsom is prioritizing CDFA's farm-to-school program, a new initiative first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom has been closely involved in. In his revived budget proposal, the governor hopes to preserve $43 million in taxpayer dollars for the grants, more than any other CDFA incentive program. The budget plan would cut $33 million from nutrition grants and $23 million for enteric methane incentives after FDA approved a new feed additive yesterday. You could read about the fiscal bills that died this month in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. Connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FDA okays Bovaer methane-reducing feed ingredient in dairy cattle. The Food and Drug Administration has confirmed the safety and efficacy of methane-reducing feed ingredient Bovaer in lactating dairy cows, Elanco Animal Health said yesterday. The ingredient has the potential to significantly reduce enteric methane emissions from cows. Elanco says feeding a tablespoon of Bovaer can reduce methane emissions about 30%, or about 1.2 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions annually. It also creates a way for dairy farmers to financially be rewarded for reducing their dairy's carbon footprint, Elanco said. By engaging in voluntary carbon markets and securing USDA and state conservation programming, dairy producers have a scalable sustainability practice with the potential to create an annual return of $20 or more per lactating cow by feeding Bovaer, said Katie Cook, Vice President of Livestock Sustainability and Farm Animal Marketing at Elanco. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Hunger groups draft letter pushing against SNAP cut and farm bill. Anti-hunger groups are recruiting organizations to co-sign a letter urging Congress to protect and strengthen SNAP in the House Farm Bill, which moved out of committee last week. The Food Research and Action Center leading the letter, which opposes any farm bill that proposes cuts to projected nutrition spending through restrictions on future thrifty food plan updates. The group also opposes any provisions allowing the privatization of SNAP administration. Democrats frequently highlighted those two issues during the House Ag Committee's debate. The legislation approved 33-21 for Democrats, joining Republicans in favor. Historically, the Farm Bill has been a bipartisan effort that has prioritized improving the lives of millions of households who struggle to get the nutrition that they need, reads the draft letter. We urge Congress to return to this core Farm Bill principle and only advance a bold and equitable Farm Bill that protects and strengthens SNAP and the commodity assistance programs that support millions of households in every corner of the country. H5N1 detected in alpacas in Idaho. USDA has confirmed the detection of H5N1 in alpacas in Idaho. That is the first detection of the bird flu in those animals in the U.S. USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratory, quote, has confirmed that the viral genome sequence for these samples is the same sequence currently circulating in dairy cattle and is, quote, consistent with sequences from the depopulated poultry on this premises that the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in the report. NVSL confirmation was completed on May 16. APHIS reported the confirmation to the World Organization for Animal Health and on the HPAI livestock website upon completion of additional gene sequencing per APHIS policy for disease detections in new species, the agency said. Finally, here's today's She Said It. Water is essential to everything we do. That Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announcing $179 million for four water reuse projects in California and Utah. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.